Usually I have about 3 or 4 hours to speak, but today I have about 20 minutes and I have to condense my 3 or 4 hour sermon into 20 minutes. I'm not being serious, but I do want to introduce my family. My wife is not here today. She is the chair of the Kenya High Alumni Association, and they had a special service this morning, which she has gone to, but she will join us at the next service as soon as she's able to. I do have my two daughters here, Ariel and Michaela, and it is special for me, and she hates it, but I'll do it. It's Michaela's birthday today, and so let's celebrate. Please stand. Let's see both of you. Both of you stand, and the birthday girl, wave your hand. Birthday girl, wave your hand. So please take your seats. If you do feel like you really want to bless me, you can see her after this. I'm only half joking because they are going to be my sales team after this. I do have some CDs. There are some CDs available going at 500 shillings. And I know you have a lot of money to spend today because it is her birthday and the Lord will bless you. If you buy all the CDs, then I can buy her lunch or an earring or something that she needs. Is that good marketing or what? Madanierogoshwo. I still have some Kikuyu in me. Amen. Because I don't have much time, I'm going to go straight into it. But I do want to say I'm grateful for the opportunity. I want to give my regards and special commendation to the moderator for allowing me to come. 25 years ago, I would not have come here. Some of you know my story. There was a lot of resistance from the church. And even though I was not thrown out of this church, I must commend St. Andrews. You did not throw me out 25 years ago. But that's probably because I was not allowed in. But I thank God anyway. And I'm always saying this to the encouragement of young people who feel misunderstood, who feel like they have a calling in their life, who feel like, you know, maybe people are against them. If you will be consistent and stick to it, God is going to raise you and prove and vindicate what it is that you are doing to be correct. When I see these young people here today dancing the way they were dancing today, and I can rightfully say young people because next year I will turn 50, and you're all welcome to my birthday. Yes, I know I don't look it. God bless you. I'm going to speak today. I know our theme this week has been there is no fear in love. But I really felt that the Holy Spirit wanted us to hear something from Ephesians chapter 3. And so I've titled my message, Use Your Imagination. Use Your Imagination. And I think this is important for us today as people who are in shifting times. I think it's important for us to really understand what God is trying to do and say to us. Now, I don't know, oh, fantastic, you have it up here so you can follow along. I want to open by saying music is a gift. Music is a gift from God. And I think it was Martin Luther who said that there is no greater powerful medium such as music. And I think I have that on the slide. But music has the power to invoke memories and can transport us back in time. Some of you may remember a song. I know I remember a song. One day I got left behind. My parents left home and they were going somewhere. And when they came back, I think I was about 4 or 5 years old. And there was a song that was playing that if it is played today, I still remember the sadness that I felt. And the song, I don't know if I'm allowed to sing it, it went something like this. Where's your mama gone? Where's your mama gone? Where's your mama gone? Far, far away. And then the song went on. But even now, it just invokes such sad feelings because I remember being left by my parents. They left me at home to go somewhere and I was asleep. So I've remembered now never to sleep. If you never see me sleeping, it's because I don't want to be left behind. Music has the power to invoke memories. Music, I want to also say, has healing properties. It can soothe an aching heart. It really can. If you remember the story of David and Saul, we also understand that music has spiritual dimensions. When David was in Saul's court and the king was under demonic oppressions, David's music brought him great relief. So music can bring you relief from spiritual oppression. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an important fact that we need to begin to comprehend and understand, that there is no such thing as neutrality in the spirit realm. I say this because praise, according to Psalm 149, verse 6 through 9, tells us that praise is a weapon. I believe it's an important weapon for us to use, that we can win spiritual battles. So when you are under the oppression of the devil, it is critical for you to understand how to praise, how to lift him up in spite of your circumstance. So praise is a weapon. Praise is also a weapon. But I want to talk about something here, a little bit about my testimony. I usually would say this afterwards, but it will help in understanding what we were reading before. I want to talk about what God has been able to do using me by God's grace. I know that in the Presbyterian Church, like many others, don't talk a lot about yourself. But I do want to say this. This is important to me because I think it's critical to understand how God has moved. Many of the young people here don't understand the struggle it was to bring contemporary gospel music to the listening. The music, most of the music you've heard today here, 25 years ago, was considered unacceptable. And those who were here, like my brother Ian, understand what I am talking about. Unacceptable. In fact, I remember being labeled a devil worshiper because of dancing and doing the thing. Now, granted, I had braids in my hair and earrings in my ear, so it might have not helped a lot for people to believe that I was a Christian, but that at the time was unacceptable. But my heart was correct. My heart was correct. So by God's grace, he has allowed me to spearhead the foundation of contemporary gospel music in this nation. So when I see the Red Forts, I say, Mazee tumetoka mbali. We have come from far. Thousands, I want to say thousands of lives have been saved, touched, and transformed. Let me say a little story. Some years ago, I was in Nashville in Tennessee, United States of America, and I was ministering somewhere just like I'm doing this morning. And when I had finished, I came to the edge of the stage and there was a girl standing there. And she just, like I said, she had model looks. She looked like she came straight out of an Ebony magazine. And she stayed there and I knew she was waiting for me. But because I was not with my wife, I said, let me be careful. So I went there and she stood right in front of me. And she said, Pastor Pete, I just want to tell you, your ministry really blessed me. And so I said, okay. And she said, my name is Anne. So I said, thank you, Anne. God bless you. And I tried to go around her, but she stood in front of me again. And she said, no, I don't think you understand. 13 years ago, you came to my school. So I said, 13 years ago, these African Americans have learned how to lie. 13 years ago, I wasn't here. And then she said this to me. She said, I was in Moy Girls. And you came to my school and you ministered, and it is because of that that my life was transformed. She was in Form 4 at that time. She left the next year and had lived for 13 years in the United States of America, and her life was transformed. Nashville, Tennessee. I was in Houston, Texas last year. A young girl came and said almost the exact same thing to me. She said, I was in Standard 8 and you came to my school. I was in Hospital Hill Primary School and you came to my school and you encouraged me when I was in Standard 8. I just wanted to say thank you. And she said thank you very kindly and bought a CD and a book. I'm just saying. Over time, ladies and gentlemen, the little efforts that I made here and there, the little efforts here, the little efforts there, have also resulted in the development of a multi-million dollar industry that employs thousands of people. If I had known this at the time, I might not have embarked on that journey because I would have been afraid. But there is no fear in love, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to challenge you today as we begin to get into the word to not be afraid to pursue your dreams. Your God-given dreams have validity. Like Lupita Nyong'o says, your dreams are... Now, I want to say this. It all began when I was a teenager and I read this verse in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, that said something like this. It said, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or imagine, unto him be glory and praise in the church forever. And according to the power," I missed something there, "that works in us." It suddenly occurred to me that God's power is unlimited. As a young man, I realized that God's power is unlimited. I realized that the only true limitation was my imagination. And this phrase came to mind, and I'd like you to learn it. My ceiling was God's floor. My ceiling was God's floor. And so then I grasped this thing and I decided that my ceiling was to do the best in my life with my music. And I began to sing for him. I was in my late teens when I asked the Lord to use me that Thursday, 8th of December of 1988. And look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say to you today that the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or imagine. The limitation is your imagination. So we want to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You want to dream, you want to achieve, you want to go to the highest heights of everything that God has called you to be. But it will not be if we do not use our imagination. I want to say today that we have, the church knows how to ask. The scripture says here, according to, it says, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. All that we ask or imagine. The church knows how to ask. We know how to ask. We know how to pray and pray and pray. There are keshas everywhere, every week. All night prayer in Kenya. If it was up to prayer alone, it would have been accomplished. Why is it that we seem to be losing the battle with our young people? Every day we seem to be reading bad news about our country and its moral standards. It's not enough, ladies and gentlemen, just to pray. Prayer is good, and I believe in prayer. Prayer is good. We must pray, but we must also act and capture the imagination of our generation. I will say that again. We must pray, but also act to capture the imagination of our generation. The people who will win this battle are the ones who have learned how to capture the imagination of our generation. I'll say that again. The ones who will win this battle are the ones who have learned how to capture the imagination of our generation. Because while we were busy praying, we forgot to look at the whole verse. The Apostle Paul said, whatsoever we may ask or imagine. Ladies and gentlemen of St. Andrew's PCEA in Nairobi, when was the last time you imagined? I didn't say when was the last time you thought. I said, when was the last time you used your imagination? I want to challenge us this morning because that is where the battle is being fought, in the arena of the imagination. Our music and musicians and our leadership in our churches must learn how to use our imagination. I want to challenge us in this church to begin to write new songs. I think I was 9 or 10 when I first had Emoyo. And that is when the dinosaurs roamed the earth. I'm just kidding. When we go to weddings, I don't hear a lot of Christian songs or singers either at the receptions or parties. When we're at the church service, we have nice hymns. But when we go to the receptions and the parties, what music is being played? We are at Music Week, aren't we? I just wanted to make sure so that I'm safe. Can we not raise young people with solid values who can write great music for these occasions? It is really quiet at this Presbyterian church. That's normal. When it's quiet at my church, I get worried. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not trying to spoil your morning or evening drive by playing music that is not to your taste and doesn't say Jesus in every line. That's not what the enemy is trying to do. I know some of you avoid those stations that have non-Christian music. The enemy is smarter than that. While you're being lulled to sleep by your favorite Christian radio presenter, the stormtroopers of hell are busy trying to capture the imagination of the next generation. The enemy is persuading the next generation through the philosophy of pop culture. How do I know? Ahem. I have teenagers in my house. I'm going to say something that I might not be invited back after I say what I'm going to say, but that's fine. You probably have never heard of Cardi B or Big Shaq. In fact, let me do a survey. How many of you have heard of Cardi B? Hands up. Don't be ashamed. It's the pastor who's asking. Hiya. Okay, let me see. Hands up. If you're over 30, put your hands up if you've heard of Big Shaq or Cardi B, over 30. Very good, very good. Those very good. Good. Okay. Now those of you who don't know may also not know the meaning of scra, skia, pum pum pum. I don't know the meaning of that either. But your young people know all about them. Just look at a young person and nod at them knowingly, and they'll look at you and they'll say, Yes, I'm speaking especially now to our elders, our decision makers, and our leaders here. Your young people know these people. Your Christian church-going youth know all about them. Yes, young people? Okay, I know you're whispering now, but in your heart you're saying yes. Don't worry, I'm fighting for you, so I'm not trying to accuse you of anything. Ladies and gentlemen, those of us who grew up with Ron Kenoly and Don Moen, while you're debating whether Ancient of Days by my friend Ron Kenoly or God is Good All the Time by Don Moen is the best worship song, while you're trying to debate this thing, these other artists, including Demi Lovato, DJ Khaled, and Sauti Sol, they have our young people's minds. I was listening to the hymns today, and I realized just how disengaged our generation is from "If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now." We don't even speak like that anymore. "My Jesus, 'tis now. Thou art my Savior. Thou, O Lord, 'tis now." We don't speak like that anymore. It's quiet at a Presbyterian church again. Let me say this because I interact with a lot of young people. Most of the people in my church are under 35, like most of Africa. 73% of our continent's population is below 35. So I want to say this. Our young people don't know Ron Kenoly or Don Moen. Let me preach to this side. I want to say our young people don't know Ron Kenoly or Don Moen. Now, if you know them, it is because your parents introduced you to them. Because those were musicians who were relevant to a previous generation. Ron Kenoly has been to my church. We're friends. I'm trying to persuade him to do a project together. Trying to. But I realize the thing is that the generation who I'm speaking to may not resonate with the music of "Oh, Ancient of Days." And when it came out, we were very happy, very happy. "Oh, Ancient of..." We have asked in prayer, but have not yet begun to imagine. And people castigate Jimmy Gates. That's not meant to be a rhyme, even though I know it sounds... Castigate Jimmy Gates. if you get it late. People castigate Jimmy Gate and Beyonce for what they do. Beyonce is not a choir leader in the other church down the road. But ladies and gentlemen, all they're doing is using their imagination. And if your imagination is grounded in the Lord and in the Word, you'll use it for righteousness. If your imagination is grounded and founded not in the Word but in the world, you will use it for the world. So the key thing, ladies and gentlemen, is to find a generation and begin to ground them in the Word, but not prevent them from using their imagination. If we could allow ourselves as Christians to be just a little more imaginative, our films would be box office hits, box office sellouts. Our songs would be so popular that clubs would have no option but to play our music. I'm saying that as the lead apostle in that role. God gave us the power to imagine, but we have not encouraged imagination. Certainly not through our school system. We have rewarded rote, that is the ability to regurgitate exactly what we heard. Now, an F minor is an F minor. But what I do with an F minor out of my imagination is then my product. There's no point of me playing an F minor that you know sounds like an F minor, and there's no creativity there. But if I add something with a little twist on it, it sounds so much better. That's originality. We have punished creativity. We really have. And everybody, I like to say it like this, everybody who zags when everybody else is zigging, we punish. We do it in politics. People with a differing opinion, see what we're doing. That has come into church. That has come into education. We need to give our young people time and room to zag. Do I have any zaggers here today? They're zaggers. You know what I mean? The school uniform says wear a tie. But because the school uniform did not stipulate where to wear this tie, you wear it on your head, on your leg. And when they ask you, you say, but I'm wearing a tie. Those are the kind of people you need to spot early. Wave at me, I see you. Wave at me. Wave at me. Who, when they said do this, you said why? Because that's a creative mind asking questions. I'm beginning to close. A good preacher like me does it three times. So now young people don't trust the church. Because when they tried to zag, when you ask them to zig, we punish them. Because when they are creative, we punish them and ask them to sing Ron Kenoly and Don Moen songs. Or worse, hymns from Martin Luther. 500-year-old songs that have no resonance with their current environment. Now, Martin Luther is one of my personal champions. A mighty fortress is our God. But I'm trying to sing this to a generation that has never seen a fortress. Oh, right. Because we say those songs had meaning. Yes, they had meaning to you. Ladies and gentlemen, every good and perfect gift is from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The devil is not a giver of gifts. Don't believe the lie that Satan is blessing musicians in our country. That there are musicians who are going up because they dedicated their life to Satan. We know, the Bible is very clear, John 10:10, the thief came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So what does he propagate? Stealing, killing, and destruction. So when you see this happening to a young person, you know it's not the Lord. You know it's the devil. But I've seen young people who have found no expression in the church because their style of music wasn't quite hymnodical, sort of. And when he sang, he danced too hard until his clothes were crooked. Haven't you read where it says that David danced until his kingly robes fell off. Well, I wonder what kind of dancing. That wasn't this kind of dancing. Your clothes aren't going to fall off like this. That kind of dancing was the kind of dancing that Isaac, was it? Young man who was leading just now, Isaac was doing. Now that kind of dancing is going to make you sweat. It's going to make your phone fall out and your tie go crooked and stuff. It was so inappropriate that his wife, his royal wife, said, shame on you. Imagine your wife. I can't imagine my wife coming to me after the church service and saying, Only Africans understand that. Our young people, ladies and gentlemen, need guidance. They need direction. And that is my role, because 25 years ago when I was doing what I was doing, I was using my imagination and I was going to radio stations who would not play Christian music. They would not play Christian music. I remember having endless conversations sometimes with station managers. Station managers at 98.4, Caroline Mutoko, who I bought coffee one day, and I said, please play our music. And she said, we will see. Long story short, with that fight, I remember our music at one point was banned on KBT. Banned. I was not singing about the devil. But because of misunderstanding from people who are in places of authority, and I want to say this, as long as you are over 35, you will misunderstand what the young people are saying. I know we talked about Music Week, but I know why I'm saying what I'm saying. I believe it is important for us to understand that now that we are over 35, I'm over 35. But I want to say I need to give an opportunity for my kids to live in a better world than I did. That when they have an idea, I won't shoot it down because they're a young person. Hallelujah. I knew I'd get support from somewhere in this crowd. Your gifted young people must be given room to be creative and to discover their own Ron Canolis. Because Ron Canoli may have been relevant to you and me. But let them find Travis Green. Let them find Zoe Grace. My daughters introduced me to Zoe Grace. I know some of you say, Zoe, what? Google is your friend. Let the young people use their imagination to become Mercy Masika and Daddy Owen. That they won't be judged again for the same sins of their fathers, and so on. Can we be the generation that allowed our young people to flourish? Can we be the generation that said to the young people that we know that God has given you the power to dream dreams and to have visions of greater things? Can it be that the best bands will be found in church? Almost all of the top bands in Kenya, top musicians, have their roots in church, but could not find expression in church. Ask Sauti Sol, they will tell you. We just saw Wahoo Kagwe, who actually comes to my church, coming back into church. They're all church kids. But I remember members of Five Alive were in this church and were giving a hard time. Ahem. Let me face this side. And were given a hard time, but they wanted to express their love for God through music. And the place they were accepted was outside of the church. And unfortunately, some people took a trip outside the church and never came back. I want to encourage us as custodians now, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that the Lord has given us this opportunity to redeem the next generation. Under 35s, let me see your hands again. I thought this was a youth service. No, boldly. Let me see you boldly. Put your hands up. Under 35. Wonderful. Fantastic. This is like 50%. Oh, let me see. Oh, there are people up here as well. Oh, y'all just love to sit in the balcony, right? I got you. They will not be persuaded by your rhetoric. they will be persuaded because you've given them room to express musically. So in this group of young people here, find musicians, find creative people with a vision to transform their world through their imagination. Find them. They're here among you. Find them. Stop sending them to me. Find them, bear with them, understand them, enable them, empower them, and they will write Martin Luther songs that you will not believe. Can I give you an example? We all know Short and Sweet. Oh Lord, is he gonna sing this? But these are church kids who wrote that song. But they didn't write it about Jesus. You see my meaning? They've utilized their energy kuendeleza their own career. But what if those young people stayed in church? What if they stayed here? What if there's some young people in here with a crafting ability? By the way, they're my friends, so I don't want you to feel bad that I'm bad-mouthing them. They are my friends, so don't feel like I'm bad-mouthing them. I admire their talent. But I want to challenge us here today because they're songwriters in our midst. They're musicians. I've heard you play. They're musicians. And you wanted to play more, but there you are playing the normal thing, just saying, oh, Lord, I'm so bored to tears with this. Band said amen. At least the band will accept me if you reject me. Find musicians. Find creative people with a vision to transform their world through their imagination. Invest in them and see Kenya become the incredible center for change and transformation. Invest in these young people. I had the privilege of being invested into by mentors who are in the music field. And I'm forever grateful to them, to people like Jack Odongo and his wife Joyce. Forever grateful to pastors like Reverend Tom Houston for setting up the things over there at Nairobi Baptist Church where my family attended for the longest time. Even though I was misunderstood, I stayed the course. Young people, can I challenge you with your visions and your dreams to stand up for what you believe, but don't be haughty or irresponsible. Win over our elders. Win them over. I found that if I was to do anything different, I would win over the pastors and the gatekeepers. I'd win them over. I'd come to the moderator and say, God has spoken to me. And the moderator will chase you away. And you'll come back and say, no, God has spoken to me. And if you keep doing that for 3 years, then he'll probably say, I think God is speaking to you. Write it down. Make it plain. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, so that he who reads it can run with it. Help us to understand you. We're not against you. I'm speaking as a parent now. We're not against you. We are for you. Amen, parents? Amen, parents? Any parents in here with teenagers, say amen. We are for you. We're for you. We want you to succeed. And so finally, I want to say that I believe that we're in a time and a season where God is going to do incredible things using music and the creative arts. We're in an incredible time. We as the church must be at the cutting edge of this. We were at the cutting edge when the printing press came out. We were right behind when radio and television came out. But now that the internet and music is the frontier through which change is coming, we need to be at the cutting edge. I want to encourage you with that at the end. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or imagine, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory and praise in the church forever. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the gift of music and this music week that we've just celebrated. We thank you that, Lord, we have so many talented and gifted young people. We thank you that also they are gifted people who are here and are custodians. I pray that, Lord God, that you will in this time help join the two generations, that the fathers will speak to the sons and the sons will speak to the fathers, and that there will be healing that will come as a result. I'm praying that, Lord, from St. Andrew's PCEA, that there will emerge out of here great musicians who will transform the world. That this will be a center of change and transformation, not of tradition and lethargy and religious trite. I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, that you bring change, that you bring revival through the young people who are here. I pray that, Lord, also that the support will come from right here, that nobody will have to suffer rejection or feeling sidelined because they were misunderstood. I pray that you give us understanding. I pray that you also give us insight. I pray that you give us wisdom. I pray that you inspire us, because we've prayed it in Jesus' name. Thank you. The Lord bless you.